The Gaming Grunts return with a classic D&D 5th edition adventure, The Lost Mine of Phandelver.
All right, welcome everyone to episode 26, are we on? Of Lost Mine of Phandelver, brought to you by the Gaming Grunts. When last we left our party, they had cleared out the building containing the cultists, leaving two of them alive. They proceeded to question these two, and initially decided to let one of them go, who proceeded to begin to run away, and was set upon by a whole horde of Twig Blights, who rapidly dispatched him. After the ensuing fight with the Twig Blights, they did in fact release the one remaining cultist who ran off and left town via the road to the north. Afterwards, they proceeded to complete their exploit or to continue their exploration of the town. Went up to a building by the town square, where they discovered some additional ash zombies. Following that fight, dispatching those zombies, both Sanswood and Tankrin leveled up to level 4, or they have achieved experience to level up to level 4 once they do a long rest. And that is where the party is. Coming off of this fight with the ash zombies. So party, what would you like to do? And as a side note, Bala is not here, so I will be playing the part of Eagle Eye.
Oh, we haven't searched the room yet, right?
No.
You've not. No.
And the door is now open. Okay. It's
broken open.
The door
it's
is
it's broken open. Can we see deeper inside, or should we?
That's just what you see through the doorway. You're a bit away from the building. So yeah, you're not seeing a lot of it.
Okay, I see. I just run into the building.
You just run into the building? Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I gave you the description. The barracks appear to have weathered the year better than most buildings in town. Its rooftop features simple battlements and arrow slit windows, confirming it was built to serve as a small keep in times of emergency. So that is the description. So Sanswood, charging in, charges right into
an air zombie.
We'll see. Albert,
a room.
Oh,
that's boring.
I know. There doesn't seem to be any additional zombies present. And this the interior of this room contains, you know, a little bit of furnishings that are in poor shape. There is a ladder up in this upper in there that leads up to the roof of the building. That's about it. There's just, you know, like a old table and some chairs that are in bad shape. They might hold the weight of some of the smaller in the group, but not Sanswood in bear form.
Okay, but I'm not a bear. I'm Druid currently. Yes. For now. Okay, I just keep walking fast and try to open this door. Ignore whatever behind me. I just want to do
that. Oh yeah, that door is also open, has been broken open.
Oh really? Oh yeah.
It appears that maybe one of the others, or one or two of the other zombies, I think there were a total of five or six, something like that. I don't know, whatever. Came from there. In here you see a couple of double bunks. It looks like this was maybe one of the places that the soldiers slept.
Or where were the zombies? No, okay, I see.
Where the zombies slept. In that main area, you also saw in the kind of the northwest area is what looks like it functioned as a kitchen of some kitchen and pantry. And there's just a lot of, you know, rotted stuff, sacks and barrels that are just in terrible shape.
I see. Okay, I try search this room to see if I can find anything valuable.
Give me a
perception, right?
Yeah, give me a perception check.
Okay.
No, you don't find anything.
Okay. Okay, I walk out and do nothing. See what other people want to do.
Okay. And you just search this north room, right?
I search this room.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll search the south room.
In the south room, you do go ahead. Sorry, go ahead and roll. you might or might not. Yes.
Oh. 19.
In a pile of rotting rags and things like that, maybe once was, bedding, for the bunks, you find what appears to be a bag that was left behind, that contains 52 gold.
Ooh.
Put it in the party inventory and hold on to it.
Mm-hmm.
What's the value of a healing potion again?
The cost of a healing potion is a straight, a regular healing potion is 50 gold.
Have we searched this main room? Is there anything to search?
I did not do that.
Nobody has searched the main room.
Go for it, Negator.
Yeah, do it.
Other than the things that I originally noted that were in there, there's not much there.
Okay, I try to cast magical detection, magic.
You spend the next 10 minutes casting. Detect magic. I assume everybody else is kind of resting up from the fight and
let them do it.
You complete your ritual cast, and mm-hmm. aside from the items, the magical items that are on you, mm-hmm. that you're aware of and not on your on the party, you detect nothing.
Okay. What is Ruth made of? Is it rock?
It's a stone building.
Okay, then I go up close up to the roof to see is there anything on the roof. Or can I see anything else? I don't know.
The roof gives you a decent perspective over the town. It's mm-hmm. It's not super high up and not as much as the tower might. But up here, aside from a little bit of rubble and detritus, it really, leaves and twigs and all that kind of garbage. There doesn't seem to be a lot up here. It looks like it was functional and, everything that might have been up here is gone.
Okay, and since I'm higher now, what is the, am I higher than, this is a tower, right?
Can that I is see? A tower that is also on a hill.
Oh, this on hill, okay, so can I see anything or it's just, I can only see the hill? I don't know, what's the height?
Make a perception check. You are looking up toward it.
See.
The building is not that tall. It just looks like the building, just like you always have seen it.
Okay. All right. I found nothing, so I say nothing.
Okay.
Yep.
If you see nothing, say nothing. Mm-hmm. You know how the saying goes.
Nothing.
All right. Anything else that the party would like to do while you're here?
Besides get out of here? Nope.
GTA. Yeah.
I think it's time to hightail it back to.
This is the only building we haven't explored yet, right?
Go ahead. You're welcome.
I was actually going to say, since Eagle Eye is not, I think Bala's not here, I was going to suggest to Eagle Eye to just fly right into the tower and see what happens. But
we all aware, if there's a dragon, he will be definitely slower than a dragon. That's, we all know that, right? I mean, we already have this knowledge.
We do know, we're pretty confident of that, but we don't know the dragon would chase him.
Imagine
could be a lazy dragon.
Imagine Bala's face when he found like a dragon eye next session.
Would it be if it turns out he single-handedly slew the dragon, got all the experience points,
and become level 5 something? Yeah, I don't want to make the decision for him, but yeah, I don't. One thing, because I can cast something to increase my dexterity, that I'm debating if I want to do that and try to walk around the building, but still I feel danger. I mean, I have a magic pass without trace.
That's you want to use pass without a trace. That, by the way,
I'm thinking. It will include entire party within 30 feet of me, but I'm not sure if we are going to do that. I mean, this will increase 10 dexterity for stealth. But
it's a huge bonus
for an hour, but. I'm not sure how it works. So is it the creature has to be within 30 feet of me?
I believe they have to stay within 30 feet of you.
So anchored on you.
Yeah.
I have an aura or. Okay, I see. I'm discussing with the team. I mean, I have these options, but still, I don't feel plus 10 is
sufficient.
It's safe. Yeah, I mean, it's good, but I don't know if it's safe enough. So how do you guys think?
My personal opinion is, if you want to do anything with that tower, let me leave this city first.
Yeah, it's a good opinion. I mean, okay, you express yourself pretty clear. And how about the other things?
Doesn't seem keen on putting his flight abilities to the test against a dragon.
Okay.
I'm still upset you guys wouldn't let me kill that guy.
Oh, it's already killed.
So I'm going to throw a tantrum and just walking out of town.
I'm following right behind Lillian.
All right. I follow. I did not cast a spell. I can cast a spell and secretly follow you guys, but no, I am not doing that.
I think we should just head back to Fandolin.
Yeah, let's go back.
Okay.
I'm just going to walk out around behind this building up north and then boop. Goodbye.
Okay, following from that direction. Interesting. We start from here, right?
We started from the northwest.
Yeah, the northwest.
From this. Okay.
Let's.
Bye bye, dragon.
Bye bye, dragon.
Meet you level 8, I guess.
You know, knowing that it's there, though, we can always come back.
Yeah.
That is very true. That is always an option.
With more goats and people. Where are we? I don't even know where we are now. Are we?
It must be nighttime.
Which is right here.
Where?
Thunder Tree.
Oh, okay. Oh.
My screen went black.
Yeah, you can scroll.
You might need to zoom out.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You have to give it zoom out and reposition the to see them.
I just assumed it was nighttime.
That's nightfall.
You have night vision, right? We have only one bird does not have night vision.
No, I think he has night vision. I don't.
You don't? You guys are same race.
Half-elf, dark vision, yeah.
Do I have dark vision? Dude, I can't remember. What did I lose? I forget what I lost.
Wisdom?
Being a half-elf.
You cannot fall asleep.
You lost your sneak bonus. There's
you cannot fall asleep.
The innate magic of an elf.
All right, so let's try go back to Fendelin, right?
Yeah.
Yep, okay.
It's Neverwinter is also a little town we start from, right?
That's a big
thing. Neverwinter is where you guys started this whole charade from. Where is that screen?
Never mind. We can't directly go back to Fendelin. I'm just thinking, do we have anything left in Neverwinter? But yeah, let's go back.
I can stop by Neverwinter and say hi to my dad.
Your dad is there? I don't remember. Oh, yeah. Okay. Interesting background story.
Part of his backstory.
Yeah. Hard pass.
I'm fine with going straight to Fendelin.
I'm going to say the one, I don't even know his last name, Agador, is too much.
Let's see. All right. So you start heading back to Fendelin, and let's see what I think I'd like you to do. You travel safely for the day. You set up your watch. And let me know what is your watch order is it going to be consistent from night to night, or what is your plan?
Okay, I want to be the first shift.
Yeah, because you need like 4 hours to recharge.
I think it's still 8 hours. 8 hours still to recharge the magic.
Yeah, that's what I lost was the shorter magic rest time. So pure elves have like. They can rest in 4 hours. They can do a long rest in 4 hours.
Oh, yeah, Eagle, I can do that. No, why?
I'll take second watch.
Okay. Third watch?
I'll take third.
I'm going to dig into an owlbear.
Can we double up on watch?
Is that you? Isn't it your previous? Yeah, it's you.
You can double up on watch if you want to. You just have to remember you need to get a full eight hours. You have to get I think it's like 6 hours or something of actual sleep. So Lillian, you're going to take last watch.
Yep, sure.
Okay.
Last hour. No.
You guys see this?
Yes.
Yeah.
And a 10.
All right. You're. It's about a. what do we say, about a three day journey from Phandalin to Thunder Tree and
three days back.
For the first night, why don't you go ahead and make me a series of perception checks.
All of us?
Each one of you, starting with Sandswood.
Okay.
Well, all four of you. I guess it doesn't matter what order you end up doing it in. I need that. I need all of them.
I don't like the sound of that. And I don't like Lillian's role.
I don't like Lillian's role, but she's at the last shift, so.
And again, she doesn't see the owlbear.
Yeah, true.
So during the night, you have no. You're sleeping on uninterrupted, peacefully sleeping. The watches go quiet or quiet. In the middle of your watch, David, early in the morning before daybreak, beginning of your watch.
I'm sleeping in armor, by the way.
What's that?
I'm sleeping in armor, by the way.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. You hear a cry, a scream, that of some sort of beast, from the direction of Thunder Tree. Make an intelligence check for me.
Oh, great.
Oh, great. I just click long rest. I shouldn't do that.
Just a straight intelligence check? Okay.
Yeah. Or make it a nature check.
That's slightly better than intelligence.
You have never heard one before, but you suspect that might be the sound of maybe a dragon. Man. Who knows?
What?
In the distance.
Okay. Does it sound like it's going away from us or getting closer? Or
it's hard to say. But it does not make an appearance. You do not see anything. The night passes, perfectly peacefully. If you hadn't been paying close attention, you might have mistook it for a particularly screechy like raptor call or something. But this just sounded distinctly different.
Before my shift ends, when it's my time to wake up Lillian, can I just shake her and say, "Owlbear, owlbear"?
I'm gonna wake up in a fright, a panic, and slash out with my swords.
Make it a sack roll.
Nice.
That's not gonna hit.
I think I have advantage because he's physically touching me.
Not near your swords.
You're point blank range, so you get double the chance.
Your swords of any type. Right. So the evening goes peacefully, shenanigans aside. And you set off the next morning to head back to Phandalin. I would like all of you to make a perception check for me.
Okay. Haha.
We're making bad rolls. Oh, we only made a 15.
At least we have something. Yeah.
Now she'll see the owlbear.
But the problem is, well, she told us, right?
Yes, because she doesn't want to face it alone.
Oh, what do you mean face it? I'm just going to run and leave it to you.
Yeah. There's a lot of options to not face alone. That is a lot of dice.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
All the owlbears.
Lillian, as you guys are traveling, you hear, off the side of the road, some things very clumsily trying to stalk you, to follow you, to sneak up on you, and they're clearly doing a very poor job of it.
So poor that nobody else noticed.
The others did not notice. The others were just like not paying attention.
Well, I mean, you are the damn ranger. I mean, I'd expect you to notice.
And make another perception check for me.
All of us, or
see if you can assess what's going on. There are multiple humanoid creatures in the wood and brush off the side of the road, trying to sneak up on you. It's difficult to identify what.
Speak longbow to them.
Can I see any of them?
You can definitely tell where some of them are. You might not be able to see them fully, but you could see where they are. The colors of the surrounding vegetation is interrupted by a clothing or armor or something that shouldn't be there. Let's see, that's all five of you, right?
Okay. Are they clustered together, or are they within 90 feet of me?
They're somewhat spread apart. They definitely look like they're spreading apart to maybe ambush you.
So I have humanoids, specifically goblins, orcs, and abyssal as my favorite enemies, and I have advantage against tracking and in checks for them.
Then using the higher of those two perception rolls, you really don't have any more information.
Yeah.
Not much difference between 11 and a 12.
So maybe they are not your favorite enemy, right? Because you will notice if they are.
All right. Well, I'll just wake up the group.
No, you're all.
No,
we're already awake.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's interesting.
The map looks like a big white sheet. We're in a snowbank.
It is. It's basically this is just a generic battle map that I set up.
Battle map. Thank you.
Yeah. So that we can position in relative position. It unfortunately doesn't provide things like cover and obstacles and things like that. But it'll allow us to put proper distances between people.
We're kind of in the middle of a field, right?
Arena mode. Sorry.
I also like that John left us little pink little lines on the map for us.
Did I?
I covered them in boxes.
Oh, interesting.
That's 3/4 cover, right? Hide behind the pink.
So since we spent one, this is the second night, right? So theoretically, Sandswood and I would have had time to level up.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you've been through the rest. So, yeah, go ahead, and before we do this, let's go ahead and level you guys up.
Whoa. Oh, that would be complicated. But, okay, how to do that?
Should be a manage level.
Interesting. I'm already level 4. Maybe I just clicked it. Manage level, right? Manage. Damn it.
This shows you as level 3.
Okay, manage level. Okay, manage level. And I can So what should I do? Scroll my level to 4?
I think so.
And what else should I?
Yeah, and then scroll down. Then it makes you choose all the things
to improve.
Oh, changed. Ability score improvement.
That's if you want to pick that. Yes.
You can either choose an ability
or feet.
I'll choose feet. I remember I want
ability score by 2 or 2 by 1, or you could take a feat.
I'll choose feet.
Yeah, it really. Most of the time, feats are more beneficial than increasing. It's something, but not always. So let's see.
This is a new one beyond any features and traits in your game. You want to parse this character's features. Features and traits panel. Oh, it changed me to dark background mode. That's annoying. Features and traits, and why didn't it parse? Well, it seems to have figured it out.
So at level 4, druids get wild shape improvement.
Yeah, I can fly now.
Now you can shape into
a bear, a flying bear.
Level 4, you can use your action to magically assume the shape of a beast that you have seen before for challenge rating 1.5 or lower that doesn't have fly. So is that different?
I have the ring. Let me check.
Or is that because of your druid circle?
Yeah, circle of the Moon gives him a CR1, I believe, but he still has to maintain the restrictions on at what level he can swim and fly, I think.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know that you can.
Yeah, I can check. Let's go for Cancun first. I'm checking something.
I'm done. I went for
you're done.
I went for the ASI.
Okay.
Increased strength and constitution.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I choose feet wall caster.
Well, a warcaster. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Being able to do things.
I guess. Yeah, I'm the only caster in their groups, right? So, technically,
yeah.
Yeah, maybe not the only bard.
There are several of you that have some casting ability, but you're the only pure caster in the group. So concentration checks are better. You can perform somatic components of a spell even when you have a weapon or shield in one or both hands. When hostile creature movements provoke an attack of opportunity, you can use your action to cast a spell at the creature rather than making an opportunity attack. Spell must have a cast time of one action on the target and must target only that creature. It's a nice ability.
Yeah.
Safety tip: don't use Ice Knife as your reaction spell.
Why?
Because
I did not.
Because it damages everything within 5 feet, and you're within 5 feet.
Oh. Yeah. Let me think about it. But yeah, and then I just realized I cannot transform into something can fly, but I can transform into something can swim.
Level 4. You can transform into something that flies, you just can't fly with it. You can only walk. So if you want to be a walking pigeon, then you can do it.
That's cute. Okay, yeah, then I finish my leveling up, I guess.
At level 4 you can be like an otter or a crocodile as the example they give.
Crocodile, yeah.
Actually, yeah, well, and the CR is higher for you, right?
No, it's still level 1.
CR1?
You CR1, I think, until level 6, and then I think it bumps to CR2 for circle.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But my point was it's higher than for druids of other circles.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. Alrighty. Well, it sounds like you guys are all leveled prior to combat. That's good. It's okay. It's all right. Okay. And Tankrin gets beefier. All right. Okay, cool. Why don't we go ahead and roll initiative?
What's your token first?
Whoa.
Are you able to roll initiative for Bala?
Can I?
I lose my character.
Let's see what happens.
We could just say he's a heavy sleeper. He doesn't participate.
Did that work? That did not
work. Yeah, it worked. I saw it. 16.
Yeah, but it didn't show up in turn order.
Right. I've got extra. I think.
I rolled twice. I'm sorry.
But Magadar's name seems to have gone.
You rolled twice, but they were both the same value, so it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because this token here, I think.
The other thing is, I can have more magic now. Can I?
Option. Location above. Where is it?
I have more
character.
He's the same as Tanker. We can just have him go then.
There was something about the.
Can I have one more cantrip?
Are you allowed one more cantrip?
Let me check. I don't want to spell this down.
Oh yeah, you need to select your spells. Forgot about
okay,
that.
Okay, it's okay. Yeah, that's not using in this battle. I don't want to spell this down, but yeah, I already did. So.
Okay. That is weird. Why isn't it showing the? There it is. There we go. I knew there was something simple we had to do to fix that. All right. So let's see. We've got I'm gonna roll these so you can't see that.
I think you get one more cantrip.
Yeah, I guess. Because my non-spell now is cantrip, it shows like this. I can prepare one more spell and I can have one more cantrip.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, one more second level spell.
Oh,
that's how many spell slots you have. You get one extra spell slot.
Yeah, I can prepare
three cantrips for normally three cantrips for first level and three second level spells now.
Cool. All right, got that all set, and
Want to add Eagle Eye to the turn order also?
Why didn't Eagle Eye get added to the turn order?
Did you select his token before you rolled his initiative?
I may have accidentally deleted him.
Here we go.
There we go. All right.
But he was 16. He did roll a 16 earlier. All right. Cool.
That's some pretty powerful magic there.
Okay. All right. with that high of a of an initiative roll, Agadir, you go first. What have you said at this point, Lillian? Have you notified the rest of the group?
Yeah, I'll share with the rest of the group that there's some people that want to die, and I'm happy to oblige.
Could you be a little more specific?
No.
Well, you know, it's that you could, but you won't.
Can you give us a general direction that
the answer you received is no. Make what assumptions you will. I really enjoy being combative.
Okay. So Agadir, given that wealth of information, what would you like to do?
Well, I'd like to slap Lillian for not giving me more information, but I don't want to waste my action. So, and since I don't know where they are or what they are,
given that you've been more informed, go ahead and give me a perception check.
All right.
I will say I'm looking at your strength right now and tell you what, that slap does not sound that threatening.
No. It's more just to show my displeasure more than anything else. You said perception, right, John?
Yep.
Yeah, I probably see that there's grass around me.
Yeah, you can barely perceive some kind of, you know, motion in, you know, out there, but you can't quite identify specific targets.
Can I see like what direction or how far away it is, just in general?
They seem to be about 40 feet away, and fairly spread out.
No, Horde Breaker, get them to group up.
Is fairly more than a 20-foot sphere?
Yes, definitely okay. More than a 20-foot sphere.
I think I'm going to pull my bow out and knock an arrow and ready to shoot, but hold that until I can see something more clearly.
Okay, all right. That is fair. And it doesn't take long before that's not it. That's it.
And as a bonus action, I want to inspire Lillian.
Can I take it as anti-inspiration because of how much I don't like that person?
You can just not. You want.
You can just not use it, and also you can. Interesting.
And as you're readying your bow, or just as you get your bow ready, an orc appears and begins a charge toward you, realizing that they've been seen. He is making a double dash toward you. Would you like to immediately take a shot, or do you want to?
Let me see. Can I see what my range is real quick? Because how far away is he?
He's about 40 feet or so.
About 40 feet.
I put him on the map.
Probably. Oh, okay, I see him now. Oops. That might be within range, but I want to make sure he's within range, so it's not disadvantage. But where is my short bow? 80 feet, so I should be good either way.
Yeah.
If he's within 80 feet, I'll go ahead and shoot.
Okay, let's go ahead and give him a. Whack! I get it. I need to see these. That will actually hit.
All right.
For 7 points.
Get my references in here. Okay, and does 7 points of damage. He starts his charge and takes his arrow, it doesn't seem to slow him down too much, but he does stagger a bit in his run, and he's going to go 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 60.
Ooh.
All right. And that's his action because he basically just dashed. And then let's see. Tankra, I'll have, what's your dexterity, Tankrin?
12 plus 1.
Less than Eagle Eye.
Oh, no, Eagle Eye is of course much higher. Yeah. Okay. So Eagle Eye is going to move up, and he's going to do a spear attack against the...
They have 10-foot reach.
And he will hit for sure. He is doing a two-handed attack. Well, that didn't show up
He next to the orc? I have him one hex away or one square away. That's what I'm asking about reach.
I moved him next to the wrong thing.
No, I think you're striking the right thing.
He hits the orc goes down because he did he actually did 8 points of damage, and so before he can really do anything, the orc is dead, and Eagle Eye moves back.
Can I shout out who's next? I wish I could speak orcish.
Yeah, make an intimidation check. let's see.
Not as good as I'd like.
Yeah, orcs are notoriously unresponsive to intimidation.
Especially in common.
Tankrin, it's your turn.
So do I need to make a perception roll to try to see where more opponents are?
At this point, we'll say it becomes clear where these orcs are. And let's see. I need to put them onto the turn order. I don't need to waste my time with the other guy though. So there they are. Let me know what you'd like to do. Go away. There we go.
There. And what is there's readying and holding?
You can hold an action. It has to be an action. Can't be a reaction, or it can't be a movement.
And there's the one that drops my initiative down to my opponent level. Is that holding or is that react?
If it's the first time, you can hold your initiative and just go at, make your turn permanently. at a lower spot in the initiative order.
Okay, I'd rather not do that. So can I? But can I hold an action that if any orc comes within range, I attack it with melee?
Yes. This one's dead.
Okay, then I will do that.
Six. Wait a second. One, two. Okay. This is the one that's missing. He had a 16. Okay. All right. So you're gonna hold. Yeah. All right. Then this guy is going to charge 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, that's 30, right? He's going to move right up to you, but that's his full movement. Okay, yeah, these guys can all get to you in a movement. So he is certainly within melee range of you now.
Okay, then I will hit him with the war pick.
Okay.
Get back to that sub page. Natural 20.
Natural 20, all right. Yeah.
Power of level.
Give me that sweet, sweet 16. Damage. 16. And you just drop him. You just pick him right in the center of the forehead. and it actually takes you a little bit to yank the thing out, and he just like collapses to the ground.
Can we say that Tanker just stuck the war pick out, and the orc stupidly just charged right
charged onto it. Yes,
he skewered himself. Yeah. So, do you want to do any movement, or you have anything else you want to do?
No, that was my.
That was your action.
Right.
That's right. So he's not going to be able to do much. Well, okay, he used his full turn. Okay, Sandswood.
Okay, I move to here.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Sorry. I was here, right? And
yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. What is the...
That's actually just where you ended up the last time we used this map. I just left
them. Okay.
The map. It's reasonable. It'll like sleeping circle.
Sure.
Yeah.
Agador making sure to keep 5 feet away from Lillian, or vice versa.
Okay. I move here, and then cast produce flame to this one. It should be close enough, right? 25, okay. Yes. Yes, so I cast it. 9, I don't think.
No, that will not hit. That will not hit.
Okay, and then my speed is 25, so I should have 5 more. Okay, I move.
There you go.
All right,
Lillian.
Okay. I'm going to actually move back a bit, you know, the bravest position of the battlefield.
Right.
Hindmost.
Hey, you know, the rear guard is valued for a reason, and I don't appreciate your slander. I guess it doesn't really matter. I'll shoot this one because it's sort of the most open.
Okay.
For this north and west one. I'll just bop him with the bow. Well, I will attempt to bop him with a bow.
That'll definitely hit.
17.
For 9.
Okay. Oops. All right. He takes it like the orc that he is. All right. Any more movement, bonus action?
Nope. That's it.
All right.
But I have just learned, looking at this level up screen, that at level 5 I get to just attack twice. And with Horde Breaker and two up and fighting, oh boy, I'm excited.
this one moves up toward you, Sandswood, and is going to take a whack at you with his great axe.
How many?
And a 20 will hit, I assume?
Of course, yeah, of course, yeah.
Yes, you take 10 points of slashing damage.
Whoa, okay.
Okay. He can't quite get up to you. He is up to you, but he can't quite get all the way up to you. So he has to do his dash, so he can't attack.
Okay.
This one is going to dash to Agadir. This one is going to dash to Tankrin, and it's a little too far for him to make an attack. So just the one gets an attack.
Not bad.
And that is all their turns. Now they are all within melee range. Sorry, he's not here. He's
I should wield my shield.
Agadir.
So now they're all within sleep range.
And me.
They yeah. Are.
Do it.
I'll be right back.
I can't not get.
So, bear in mind that sleep will impact the lowest hit point creatures first, and work its way up. If it does not have enough hit points left to cover the other person's hit points, then it will not affect them. Sandsword has 31 hit points.
21. I just got hit by 10.
Oh, 21.
Yeah, that's what worried me, is they come up and hit one of us, and then...
All right. I think they are lower than 21, right? You guys just killed one. It's like... not much. I did not pay attention. Yeah, so, yeah, do it.
Do it. Sandsword's yelling, do it, so I'm going to do it. So I'm going to put a sleep spell right in the middle of all four of them, which should easily hit them. Right. It's got a 20-foot sphere.
Okay, yeah, that'll hit all.
And cast its second level. So let me find sleep.
Something like this, right? Not exactly, but similar.
It should be to get them, right, John? It's got a 90-foot range and a 20-foot sphere.
Oh yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Yeah.
So let's cast. Whoops. Yeah, there we go.
5D8.
And at second level, I get 5d8 plus 2d8.
Oh.
So there's 5d8 and there's 2d8.
Well, you're casting it at second level?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're burning a second level spell slot. Okay.
Yeah, I figure we're gonna sleep. I'm gonna get it back. So no sense in not going all out.
Okay, so 37. This guy was already damaged. So he is. He is asleep. What did we use for him? Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Let's see. And then what is our tiebreaker? Let's see. 37. Ooh, interesting. Okay. I'll just roll for the one that stays awake. All right. Falls asleep, and he falls asleep. So the only one that remains awake is this guy right here. It's the guy to Sandswood's east.
Now, what is its initiative? I don't know. Like, it's the 8th one. Okay.
How can you tell that?
When you scroll to the turn order, you will highlight the.
Oh, it will. Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know it showed you that on yours. I know it does.
Yeah,
okay.
But also, you already moved these these tokens, so we should be able to know the order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get a decent sense for that. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Anything else?
Let's see. That was who's up next turn wise?
Eagle Eye.
Tell you what, I'll go ahead and do another inspiration, bardic inspiration to Eagle Eye since he's up next.
Okay. Nice.
All right. Yeah, so Eagle Eye is going to move up here and is going to attack with his spear. I forgot to have him do an unarmed strike the last time. And that is definitely going to hit. He does... it's not showing up again. Okay. 9 points of damage. And then he is going to follow that up with... he's going to go ahead and do Flurry of Blows. Holy... No, that's to hit.
Yeah, that's not damage.
And
yeah, that's not damage.
He had an inspiration, right?
Yes, he has inspiration, so a d6.
If he has inspiration, it doesn't matter what he rolls because he was just one off. So thank you very much for that inspiration. he does another 4 damage. And then attacks one more time. Unfortunately, that is going to miss. Let's see. Unarmed strike. When you use attack action, unarmed strike. Whenever you use Flurry of Blows, he's going to use his drunken action to disengage and move back, as he is wont to do. So that is Bala's action. Tankrin.
So the one next to me is asleep, so he can't get an AO attack of opportunity.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I will move. Actually, even if I move there, it would provoke.
He takes the attack of opportunity called slobber in your sleep.
Right. So. And then I will attack the one that is still alive or still awake.
You get drooled on.
Nice.
19.
That'll do it. And I don't think there's any way you could not kill this guy.
7. Okay.
Nice. He's pretty much on death's door. Okay. So he is down. All right. Any other action from you?
No.
Well, I'm going to complain. Could you not have killed one of the ones that wasn't standing next to each other? My horde breaker is crying.
Sanswood can drag one of the sleeping ones next to the other one for his action.
I suppose I could just walk around and use my 2-weapon fighting, I guess.
So, Sanswood, what would you like to do?
Action using my short sword to attack the one. Now I'll move to here. This one is already injured, right? So use my short sword to attack that. Nah.
You got advantage.
You got advantage because he's asleep.
Oh, yes.
Again. And he's prone, so it's a automatic crit. Well,
you go running up all excited to be able to kill this thing, and you stick your miss. Sword into the dirt.
That's okay. I did not wake him. Yeah. Right.
No, he is not awake. He has not taken damage since he's gone to sleep. Okay, or both.
Yeah,
okay.
I move right. back. Yeah, just away from them.
Okay, Lillian, you're up.
All right. I guess I have to use my swords. Someone forced the issue. I'll walk up here and hit this sleeping dude. Well, I will swing at this sleeping dude, and if I miss, I'll be very sad.
Oh, I missed something on here about works. Huh, this should have gone worse for you.
They can fall asleep.
They can actually move their movement, their full movement as a bonus action. So they could have actually attacked on their
I can
on their dash. Yeah, my bad. My bad.
No.
Lousy GM.
So okay. We have advantage when they're on the ground, right?
You do, but you still miss.
Still so misses?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. He still has his, did you use your inspiration that you didn't want?
Fine. It's a D6, right?
Yeah.
You only needed one, so yeah. you hit.
It disappoints me to no end that I had to use a bard's assistance. Okay.
I roll damage. 7 points of damage, and that finishes him off.
And then I spit on him as I walk over to the next.
He wakes up longer.
Me or the orc?
What do you mean war?
You're off in there.
And I will use my two-weapon fighting to attack this other sleeping dingleberry. Boop. Hopefully I don't miss again.
You hit.
4 and 9.
And that's without your bonuses, right?
That's correct. Yeah, two weapon fighting. I don't get the bonus on the damage.
So it's 26, right?
Okay. Yeah, 6.
Okay. Okay, and he's gone. Come on. There it is. Beck is gone. However, the guy you just killed, or the guy you just stabbed, wakes up and takes a swing at you with his great axe. 22 will hit, Lillian?
You should, right?
For 13 damage.
Whoa, that is so...
Yeah, they hit hard.
They're orcs.
They're orcs. They may not be deep in hit points, but they hit hard. And he's going to, he used all of his movement to get up, basically. And he's holding his ground. Agadir.
So I am going to run up next to Lillian here and attack that orc who's no longer sleeping. And as I run up,
Can you not?
Can I not what?
Run up next to me.
No, I'll have to run up next to you.
Go to the other side.
No. I want to keep some movement if I need. So anyway, I run up next to Lillian, and I am going to pull my rapier out as I run up, and I am going to hopefully, stick it in that orc. So let's see, attack roll 23 for a whopping 4.
All right. Okay. Yeah, he's taking some damage, but still on his feet.
And as a bonus action, I will do a first level healing word to Lillian.
And cause her some damage, right?
No. Healing word, first level.
7. Not bad.
7 points.
Yeah, level 1-7 is full HP.
That's max healing. Yeah. All right,
and as my last bonus action, I will wink at her after doing all that.
It's how you cast the spell.
So Eagle Eye is going to go up and poke at it with his spear, and. He will hit with a 22 for sure. And does 6 points damage, which is enough, and it is dead. And he's going to take the rest of his movement and move up next to the other sleeping orc He's going to hold. No, he can't. He can't hold an action. He can only use a bonus action. Yeah, he's going to do his unarmed strike. Why not? Yep, he's going to hit. Using talons. Does 7 points of damage. Nice, nice, nice. Okay, and this guy is now awake. And not in good shape. Tankrin. Well, not quite bloodied, but not happy.
And attack.
That'll definitely hit.
4 points.
We can do something to increase the damage, right?
Now he is definitely bloodied.
Divine Smite.
Yeah.
Don't need to waste those.
We're going to sleep soon, so...
Sandswood.
Okay, I'll cast...
I assume you're not moving. You're not moving back.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, produce flame to that one. Hit. Six.
And he'll... That will annoy him. Burn. You ignite the clothing underneath his armor and it just burns and burns until he just collapses on the ground, and just this scent, this disgusting scent of burnt orc that just permeates the air now, and Tankrin actually kind of smell. Tankrin and Eagle Eye now kind of smell like burnt
and awake.
Yeah, I'm like, oh. All right. You guys can take 100. Let's see, there were six of them. So, yeah, 120 experience points for that.
120.
I'll go ahead and borrow Bala's or Eagle Eye's experience since he's not here to claim it.
Okay, the dog mode.
120?
Yeah, 120. I believe that puts you up to...
That should put Lillian...
Dog mode make...
Yeah, I mean, we were 30 short, so it's not a big leap.
Yay. 3,000.
Sounds where you and I are at 2,700? Or 2,840?
Yeah, 3,000 and something away from...
Yeah, well, we have to more than double.
Yeah. 3,660.
Yeah, what are you at, David?
Oh, I'm way down. I am at 1935.
Oh, okay.
A little more than halfway to 4.
1935. I'll cast a cure wounds to myself. To get 6 back.
And I don't think I'm going to mess with Eagle Eye other than to add the experience points in there.
Yeah.
I want, obviously, Bala should have the honor of making all the choices.
Anyone else injured? I can lay on hands.
Choose Warcaster too for Bala.
Yeah.
The Warcaster monk. I think you have to have the spellcasting ability as a prerequisite for a Warcaster.
Yeah. Probably.
Anyone else injured?
Whew.
How's Lillian?
Oh, actually, I should put Bala back up to max health.
I did not take any damage.
I thought you took 10 and got back 7.
But I'll punch Ellen if you want.
Oh, Brent's over as well.
No.
Hey, Brent, how's it going?
Did I take damage? I didn't. If I took damage, I wasn't paying attention. So,
because didn't Edgar heal you for 7?
I healed for 7. I think he took.
I thought 13. That was Sandwood. Like Sandwood 13? Got run up on.
I took 10. I think he took 13.
Yeah, the one that you stabbed Lillian. You didn't kill, so it stood up on its next turn and hit you with its axe, I think, for for 13.
Yeah, 13.
Okay. So I know I owed you for 7, so you're
at that down. Moment. So
you're down. You're down 6. Yeah, well, so I'll lay on hands for 6.
Yeah, it was 13 damage.
I mean, I can also use my useless spell slots to heal myself.
All right, I'll lay on hands.
Okay, I'm 4 short. If you want, you can help me too. I don't want to. Yay! Go okay, go 4. To the next 2. Yay! 4 HP.
But unless we encounter something else before nightfall, we're gonna have another long rest. So.
Yeah, but it's better to save a level 1 slot. It's a nice knife. It's a ice knife. Okay.
All right, and so
yeah. I assume these orcs does not bring anything. They did not bring anything valuable, right?
Well, let's see. Sure, of course they do.
Do they have a shield? I want the shield. I can't wear a shield now.
No, they don't have. They don't have shields. There's got to be.
Do they have anything?
Loot their pocket change.
37 copper.
This is you guys are.
They're all dead, so we can just go through their pockets and search for loose change.
I want that.
Do any of us speak Orcish?
I do not. I don't think. Yes, I do not.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I'm trying to decide between whether or not for a level 4, do I want to become even better with a bow or with swords? I feel like swords are going to be the higher damage, but then I'm going to just like get beat up. I don't want to get beat up. I'm weak.
Well, if you want to lead from the rear, a bow might be your better option.
Yeah. Plus my bones are extra squishy, so they're just going to like fall apart.
You could always have the bard heal you.
So you do find on it, as you like go through all the bodies of all the orcs, you find 80 gold pieces distributed between them.
Whoa.
One of them seems to have the bulk of it. It's the equivalent. It's in assorted coins, but you just call it 80 gold.
Okay.
Got it on the inventory.
Ooh. I'm kind of thinking about going with my feat of Mage Slayer so that I can tip the balances in my favor against old Aggie.
Are you keeping a running tally, Jeff?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Okay.
When we get back to panel, then we'll sell stuff and.
Yeah.
Divvy up. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And we're only like halfway down the high road, right?
This is the second night. This is the second night.
That was the second night. Yeah.
It's okay. Day, right? It's during the daytime when we are walking. Lilia noticed something.
Oh. Okay, second day. So we still have another night.
2 more nights.
Is it 3 nights, right? Or 2 nights?
You'll arrive at Fandle in the end of the next day. So
okay,
really one more night.
Yeah. That's interesting. Okay. Playing around with loot generators, kind of interesting. There's a bunch of them out there, and I want to settle on what I can tune to what feels right to me. So anyway, all right. So moving on, you're going to continue on your journey then, I assume.
Yep, same watches that night.
Okay. The rest of the day goes peacefully. The rest of the evening, each one of your watches is quiet. You get your full night's sleep. Any small parts or lingering damage that you have. You awaken the next morning fresh and rested, and set out for your final leg to Phandalin, which proceeds without incident. Arrive in Phandalin, and you have you're back. You're back at your temporary home, you walk through the city, you begin to, you know, people have begun to start recognizing you, and you encounter a lot of cheerful faces, appreciative smiles, waves and things like that of people that are clearly happy to see you and appreciate the work that you're doing to make Phandalin safer, or have done to make Phandalin safer. A call out here, hey, welcome back, you know, that sort of thing.
All right, so the main thing we have is these three diamonds. Can we get, and you said they were 100 each, can we get the full value for them?
Yeah, you can go to the exchange and have the diamonds exchanged for gold.
Okay. Tell me the number, I can...
Yeah, so just gold pieces, because I'm not going to worry about silver and copper. 575 gold total, divided by 5, that is 115 gold pieces each.
Okay.
Does that count the necklace too?
No, that does not count the necklace.
Okay. Don't sell a necklace. Why? Why are we selling necklace? No, that is for the lady. We are.
That was actually her reward for saving you, or for saving that, for you saving her.
Yeah.
She told you about this and told you if you if you wanted to. Now that doesn't mean you can't give it back to her. I mean, that's entirely up to you if you want to give away.
No. If she said we can keep it, then I'll keep it.
Yeah.
So
should we sell it then?
Let's get it appraised then. How much is it worth?
Oh sure. Now that I left that,
I think it's 150
chapter.
It looks like 150 to me.
I didn't hear the dork. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
It is not 150. It's 200.
Oh. But I'm not a good, you know, judge of jewelry appraisal. My intelligence is only an 8. What do you expect from me?
You got charisma, not smart.
That's right.
All right, so that's 155 gold.
Mm-hmm.
Piece? Okay.
Each, for each of the 5 of us.
155.
Is that include the previous 115?
No.
So it's
replaced. So an extra 40.
Extra 40, right? Okay. Okay. Because I just added 115 in my.
Yeah, so just add another 40 then.
Okay.
That's a huge increase from the 15 that I had.
Oh, nice. Good for you. Yeah. Oh, we are at an exchanger place, right? At the store.
Yeah. Go to the Lion Shield Coster, and they they'll exchange those things for you. And that's where they have gear and whatnot. And she says, and actually, since you know, since a lot more people have been coming through, adventurers and that sort of thing, we've started getting some new items in. So we've gotten our first handful of some magic items. If
oh, you nice.
It would gotten it. Nice. She's like, we're, you know, it's still pretty, you know, we're still pretty light on things. We're still in the middle of nowhere. So, let me see if we're, how can I switch screens here?
Nothing I can afford, I'm sure.
let's see, how about we share? I think I'm going to stop presenting and then I'm going to present. There.
By the way, I still have a jade frog in my inventory.
And these are the items they have available.
Oh, nice.
And these are the prices. And now, granted, much of that may be outside of your price range.
Oh, 1,000 for a plus one shield.
Yeah, plus one weapons and armor are expensive. As you start adding things like that. So in this kind of a location, if you were back in say Neverwinter, you could probably find almost anything somewhere. It could be sourced fairly quickly. But when you're out in a smaller town or village, you're kind of stuck with what they have on hand, unless you want to special order it and get it. You wouldn't get it right away. It would take time.
Do you have a list of normal items?
So if you want to look at the, do you have the play? You should have access to the player's handbook on D&D Beyond. Anything in the equipment section that is available for you to buy, it should have the price next to it.
Okay.
And you can use those prices as the normal price. And actually in a frontier town like this, normally prices would be elevated. But because of your reputation, you could just use the straight prices on the.
Yay. Okay, let me check. I might need to buy something.
There's nothing that I can afford at this point.
Yeah, what is that cloak of Evelyn kind? What is that?
The cloak of Elven kind is a it's a magical cloak. And let me read the description to you. Cloak of Elven kind. While you wear this cloak with the hood up, wisdom perception checks made to see you have disadvantage, and you have advantage on dexterity stealth checks made to hide. As the cloak's color shifts to camouflage you, pulling the hood up or down requires an action. So it's basically, it allows you to stealth very, very well.
So I can look at this cloak and then basically make my cloak of many fashions look like it and then say, hey, you've got one. Would you like a second one? I'll sell it to you for 5,000 gold.
No, you'll take like
No.
We just have some good reputation in this town, and you want to do something like this. I want to buy shield, but...
Hey, Sam, they only have one of each item. Well, I'm sorry. They only have one of each item, with the exception of the potion of healing, and the potion of greater healing. They have multiples of. They only have two greater healings, but they have basically as many healing potions as you want to buy. While healing potions were not easy to come by before, you know, ordering potions of healing from a large city, they're pretty plentiful. I should add a quantity next to this.
Hey, Sansor, what cantrip did you pick up? Just out of curiosity.
I haven't decided yet. I'm thinking Frostbite or Create Bonfire. I'm thinking to become an ice and fire druid or focus on fire.
Sort of a Game of Thrones druid.
Is it? I don't know. I haven't watched it yet, so yeah, I don't know.
Isn't that one of the titles, The Song of Ice and Fire?
Song of Ice and Fire.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, that is actually the name of the series. Game of Thrones. Yeah, the series is called A Song of Ice and Fire. I'm not sure if Game of Thrones was maybe the first book, or maybe the full title is Game of Thrones, The Song of Ice and Fire.
Since I can wield a shield and cast spell now, right? Because it's due to the Warcaster things, right?
The first book was called A Game of Thrones, and so it is colloquially referred to as a Game of Thrones. But technically the series is A Song of Ice and Fire.
Okay.
Is there actually a song? I haven't watched it either. Or read the book.
I'm not going to sing it if there is.
I don't. The song they always refer to is the Rains of Castamere or whatever that the Lannisters always. I don't know something, but that's the only song I remember from Game of Thrones. Anyway.
Ellen, are you back? Yeah,
I'm here.
Hey, you get 155 gold, 155.
Okay. Let me go to my character.
And on the screen now is a list of magic items that are at the Lion Shield Coster, much of which will, much of the good stuff is probably outside your price range. And they also have anything that is in the equipment section of the player's handbook. So they seem to have gotten much better supplied now that it's a little bit safer and a few more adventurers have started coming into town using the town as kind of a base of operations like you guys are.
Okay, I just bought a shield with 10 gold and equip it. I just do it on my own.
How are you?
Oh, just regular shield. Okay.
It's just a regular shield. And I can buy breastplates here, right? With 400 gold piece.
Bear in mind, druid pun intended, that things like plate cause, I think plate causes you to roll at a disadvantage for stealth.
No.
Breastplate does not and have
yeah, breastplate does not. It does not. It's and it has AC 14.
Okay.
It's a better scale mail.
What's your AC or your strength? Does it got a strength limit?
I'm wearing chain shirt, which is 13, and if I buy that, it can increase to 14. With a shield, I'll be 18.
Okay. I don't know why. It's scale mail and half plate because you disadvantage on stealth. Okay.
Yeah, and it's medium. I think that's the best one I can wear, but it's 400 gold piece. Almost all of my current money I have.
That's what you want to invest in. There you go.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll do that. I want to increase my AC. My AC is worse. Okay, I'll do that on my own.
Okay.
Is there any upgrade to studded leather other than like magical gear that I wouldn't be able to afford?
In light armor, no.
Yeah, light armor, the studded leather is the best one.
And you have a 3 dex mod, right? So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so chain shirt wouldn't help, even if you could wear it, because the dex modifier is max 2. So it'd be, you'd go from 12 plus 3 to 13 plus 2, which is not worth it.
Yeah.
You stay squishy.
That's actually why
I was thinking about going with a feat for level 4 for dual wielding. Because it gives me plus 1 bonus AC while I'm dual wielding. So anytime like I'm in danger, I'm pulling out my swords anyway.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like it'd be on brand for Lillian.
I mean, a little bit.
Yeah.
But like, I only pull out the swords whenever my bravery wasn't effective enough, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but John, did you want
to be able to blender them to death if that happens? You want to stay out of harm's way, but if it happens, you want to explain to them why they want to stay out of.
Maybe you didn't want to be here.
Yeah, why they didn't want to be there.
And Agadir, you're also in studded leather.
Yeah, I picked up studded leather last time we came to Phandalin.
Can you wear medium armor?
No, I cannot.
Okay.
And so, for some clarification as well, it says I can use two-weapon fighting with things that are no longer light, as long as they're one-handed as well. I assume, does that mean that it doesn't have to be martial as well? Oh, no. Okay, this is just light. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh. That seems really good, right?
You could dual-wield rapiers or something if you wanted, or... Technically, I guess you could dual wield long swords.
You could.
Are long swords two handed? One handed?
They're versatile.
I think they're one handed.
So you can do it one or two.
Yeah.
You could paint yourself, and then you could paint yourself black, get 2 scimitars, and pretend you're a female Driss Druid. And if you don't get that reference. That's
actually just talking about Dritz specifically to Brent just a minute ago. he saw the world map and saw like Neverwinter, and he was like, is that like Neverwinter Nights? Oh, yeah. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, that, it's a character from a series.
Forgotten Realms.
The Forgotten Realms series books, which my daughter devoured when she was a kid. I had tough time keeping up with her. I was reading them because she was loving them, and Drizzt is a drow a lot of people absolutely loved the character, but then the people that didn't love her absolutely despised the character.
Like me, right?
So you either love Drizzt or you hate him. That's pretty much the only options. So, what was the author's name? Shoot, I hear it all the time. Oh, go away.
Hey John, while I'm thinking about it, did you add the gold to Eagle Eye? So we don't forget.
Oh, no, I didn't. How much was the gold?
155. Yeah,
155.
Yeah. I know you said you added the XP. But you're going to let him figure out his level stuff.
Is that in the game log?
It will be inventory.
Top right, currency.
Yeah, click currency, yeah. About if I sell something, I'll get half price of it, right?
Woody.
Yes.
Okay.
You sell your chain shirt?
Yeah. Getting back 25. And something, and some other things I don't need.
Okay.
I kind of want to buy rapiers.
Yeah.
R.A. Salvatore is the author's name. That's
boy.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah, he's not my favorite.
I have questions. My in my weapon choice, I don't have. I mean, can I wield short sword if it's not mentioned in the weapons?
If it's not a class of weapon that you can that you can equip, then you can wield it, but you don't get your proficiency bonus.
Oh, I see.
So yeah.
So I can still wield it. I just don't have the.
You don't get the plus two proficiency bonus, which is a big deal. That is a pretty
big deal. As a druid, he has a weapon list, not a weapon type list.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I only have a list. So.
Yeah, so only those weapons get you proficiency bonus.
I see.
Quarterstaff might not be, well, actually, I don't really know. But
quarterstaff is two-handed.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Although with Warcaster, you can still cast, but you have the shield.
Yeah, I want to wield a shield.
So. No, quarterstaff is versatile, but it's not doesn't have reach. That was what I was looking for.
Are there two rapiers for sale at this this here store?
Absolutely.
I would like to buy two. Do they have moon touch rapiers? Just because they sound cooler, even though their effect is completely pointless.
Interesting. It's not two handed.
Do they have moon touch rapiers?
But we can say no, that's fine. No. Just because it makes your life easier. Its ability is in darkness, the unsheathed blade of this sword sheds moonlight, creating a bright light in a 15-foot radius and a dim light for another 15 feet. It's literally not helpful.
Yeah,
it sounds cool.
Yeah. If you would like to wait some time, she can contract out to have the two rapiers enchanted as moon touched. But it will cost. I'll have to figure out how much it's going to cost.
Too impatient. No. I'm buying two regular old rapiers, and they're buying my bloodied, damaged swords from me. And that was not a question.
Okay.
And what do the weapons sell at?
Half.
Yeah, you get half.
Guess that'd be, I'm down 40 gold then.
Yeah, one thing to keep in mind, Alan, I know you said you're getting rapiers. If you wanted to dual wield the long swords or something else, just keep in mind that finesse weapons, you can use dexterity versus strength if you don't have a finesse weapon. So
No, I looked at proficiency as well, and the rapier just straight up does more than the longsword for me.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Because the longsword, I don't have the proficiency with the martial weapon.
Ah, okay.
So,
as a bard, I can use a longsword.
You're a dual wielding musketeer.
Yep.
There you go.
I'm just excited for level 5, because at level 5, I think I will be able to use 4 to 5 attacks per round.
Level 5?
Yeah, level 5.
We took 1 year to go to level 4. And you need more experience than, it might take another year. I don't know.
But the experience per encounter is going to go up. So
you should get 4, I'm assuming, with two weapon fighting.
Let's go slay the dragon. Because
two weapon fighting would give you... Actually, what is Hordebreaker?
I need Hordebreaker plus two weapon fighting plus... 2 attacks.
But what is does Hordebreaker let you take just an additional attack when you take the attack action and there's something within 5 feet?
And so 2 weapon fighting, I can only use Hordebreaker once, so you can basically ignore that.
And your 2 weapon fighting lets you attack as your bonus action with your offhand. So attack, Hordebreaker, bonus action, attack. So you could get 4 swings.
attack. I wanted that fifth.
You do two main hand attacks. You do your offhand attack as your bonus action, and then do
a Hordebreaker,
which is just a single attack, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Correct.
So it's four. Yeah. So four.
Yeah, it's four.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay. I mean, you know what? I'll take it.
It's still pretty badass.
Yeah.
I was hoping to do up to three with my bow, or at least get a higher hit or damage rating with my bow. But honestly, it's kind of hard to do.
Mm.
So
I mean, theoretically, you get two attacks with your bow plus Hordebreaker, so that would be three attacks.
Mm.
The only thing...
Yeah, but Hordebreaker with the bow is just a lot harder to accomplish.
Mm. Yeah. There's a type of fighter called a... What is it called? Arcane Archer. And they can do some pretty nasty damage with a bow. But they have, special, arcane skills, you got arcane shot, a bunch of things like that, magic arrow, curving shot. Things like that enhance their bow. I actually created an arcane archer for a campaign that just never happened, and I was super disappointed that it never happened. But it was a friend of mine decided to run a whole bunch of D&D games, one shots and things like that, since. Since we were in COVID and nobody could, get together, he would just put a whole slew of them. And he started doing it, but then work ended up just exploding on him. And, didn't end up panning out. So I have in D&D Beyond, I have a fifth level Tabaxi, arcane archer, already built.
Did we stop recording?
Oh yeah. That's a good point. All right, we are done.
And